Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPureDeals.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Some of the leadership of... if you look at the map and you see Hungary and you see how it is encircled, Russia, Belarus, Crimea.
Holy geography, of course.
I'm glad you told me because I want to keep straight on my geography.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It's turned out terrible for the people of Ukraine. Because when Putin looks at Biden, he sees Neville Chamberlain.
We're hearing the president walk into the room now, so let's take a listen.
That the settlement of the Czechoslovakian problem is, in my view, only the prelude to a larger settlement in which all Europe may find peace.
Just the announcement of sanctions is not going to have the immediate impact. They're not intended to work that way.
Joe Biden is not going toe-to-toe with Putin. Putin, he's getting run over by Putin.
Whoosh. Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I tell you, we're going to start off this hour with the cut from Donald Trump that's got the alt-left Democrat stenographers with press passes in such a dithers, shall we say, today. And that's where he called Putin basically a genius. And this is with Clay Travis yesterday, or Buck Sexton. I don't think it was on the radio show. I think it was on the podcast, but I'm not sure. But anyway, this is Trump. Cut 8.
I said, this is genius. Putin declares a big portion of the Ukraine. Putin declares it as independent. Oh, that's wonderful. So Putin is now saying it's independent, a large section of Ukraine. I said, how smart is that? And he's going to go in and be a peacekeeper. That's the strongest peace force. We could use that on our southern border. That's the strongest peace force I've ever seen. There were more army tanks than I've ever seen. They're going to keep peace, all right.
See, they come down on one word: genius. They forget the fact that they've called him a genius themselves. And you know, if you compare somebody to the most powerful or iconic figure in their nation's political history, You're really complimenting them. You know, if you called any politician and said, you know, this guy reminds me of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, you know, well, first of all, you'd be greatly exaggerating it, considering our current cast of characters. But you would be paying them a great compliment. So this is Biden in 2001, and he's talking about Vladimir Putin, who is now more often compared by the cheerleaders in Joe's Amen Chorus to Adolf Hitler. But listen to this, 2001, Dementia Joe, cut 16.
I'm close to amazed by how far Putin seems to have come in making throwing his lot with the West. He seems to have, from all the briefings I've gotten, actually stiff-armed his military here and stiff-armed some of the Browns and Reds in his government and out of government, and made a very, I don't think anybody since Peter the Great has made such a significant, at least initial, move to the West.
Peter the Great. You don't need to know a lot about Russia, the Russian history. He's known as the Great, okay? So that means he did a pretty good job. He was the big czar. 844-500-4242. And by the way, that was 21 years ago, and Dementia Joe was stumbling then. So, you know, when people say, you know, he was almost average in his middle age or his youth, his late middle age, just remember that sound cut. 844-500-4242. So this is, again, all these people on MSNBC, I don't know who the hell they are. Who, Taylor, do you know who Malcolm Nance is? I know who Jim Nance is. He used to be a running back for the Boston Patriots back in the day.
That was a commentator.
First there was a football player, and then there was another guy named Jim Nance who was the commentator. I'm showing my age. Okay, I'm familiar with the
golf commentator, Patriot. Jim Nance.
Okay, but anyway, is this guy any relation to either of the Jim Nances?
I somewhat doubt it.
Okay, who is he? Do we know?
I don't.
Okay, but his name is Malcolm. He's got all the credentials, though, for MSDNC. He has...
Yeah, he's somebody we
TDS.
Don't know.
He's somebody we don't know, and he has Trump derangement syndrome. A full-blown case. Cut 10.
Look, this is going to get bloody. Donald Trump is going to be responsible for a lot of it. I mean, he extorted this country with the anti-tank missiles they need now to defend themselves. All I know is we haven't given Ukraine enough Javelin missiles here to really stop what's coming. But if we do, well, maybe this whole thing can be reversed a bit.
None of what he said makes any sense whatsoever. So the Obama-Biden administration gave them blankets. Remember that? And I think they had to actually drive to Poland to pick up the blankets. We weren't even going to deliver the blankets to them, let alone giving them Javelin missiles. And when he uses the E word, extortion, what was Joe Biden doing when he was trying to stop the Attorney General of Ukraine back in 2014 from investigating corruption involving Burisma, the company that was the energy company that was paying his son $1 million a year? In the days when Joe Biden was kicking 10% up to the big guy, as he called him, on the laptop. Was that extortion? He said this publicly at that meeting of the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR. He said, you're going to lose $1 billion if you don't fire that attorney general. And son of a bee, they fired him. And he's laughing about it, and all the grandees of the New World Order are laughing about it. 844-500-4242. But now they're accusing Trump of extortion. This is amazing. By the way, two of the prosecutors who've been going after Trump in New York have abruptly resigned today, and the New York Times is all is getting the vapors about it. They don't know what's going on.
Hey, Howie, yes. I have some more bad news for Joe Biden. If you'd like to hear it,
yes.
Rashida Tlaib will deliver a formal response to President Biden's State of the Union address.
Isn't she a Democrat?
Yes, but she's speaking on behalf of the left-wing Working Families Party.
The left-wing Working Families Party, none of whom work. When you call yourself a working man, working woman, a working member of the working class, rest assured, you do not have any calluses on your hand. Rashida, when does she deliver the address? So somebody from the Midwest is Kim Reynolds, the governor of Iowa, is delivering the Republican response. Does Rashida deliver it after Kim Reynolds?
I don't know, but I just hope she learns from that Kennedy and she doesn't put too much chapstick on or, you know, do the address in front of a broken down car.
Who's going to deliver the Prohibition Party response or the Greenback Party response?
Howie, we should have you deliver a response for the Howie Carr Radio Network.
I want to speak for the Whigs.
You can have the speech in front of a gas pump.
Now, how about this? They used to have a party in New York City, the rents are too damn high. Remember that guy that was running on the platform, the rents are too damn high? Who's going to deliver the response for the rents are too damn high? All right. 844. Thank you, Grace, for that update. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi, Howie. I voted for Donald Trump, and I'll vote for him again if I get a chance. But we all know that the left-wing media is hypocritical, dishonest, biased. They'll pick out 6 words out of an hour interview to use against him. But I wish Donald Trump would learn that and quit giving them the bullets to shoot him with. He has a lot.
Yeah, but you know, but Frank, I mean, whatever he said, they were going to pick something out of there and say that it's like when he said if he got back. You know, I remember when he was making a speech, one of those Saturday night speeches about a month ago, and he said if he got back in, he would pardon all the January 6th quote unquote insurrectionists. And you, as soon as you heard that, you knew that they were going to pick up on that, and it was going to be all over the Sunday chat shows, right? But he was speaking for 2 hours. They were going to pick up something to embarrass him with. And yesterday, the word was genius. It doesn't matter what he says. They're going to jump on him, Frank. So I think he just ought to do what he wants to do.
He has to learn that and not say it. He also said he liked him.
What he liked Putin? Well, what, you know, yes. you got to deal with a guy. If you got to deal with a guy on important issues, is it better to say you like him even if you don't mean it, or is it better to say I've sat down with him and he has no soul? That's what Biden said. I mean, how does that help you in a diplomatic sense if you say you're dealing with someone who has no soul?
It doesn't help him, but he didn't say that. He said he liked him on an interview.
No, but Biden said Putin has no soul. That's what I'm saying. That doesn't help matters, does it?
No, it didn't help matters, but I'm talking about Trump. I'm talking about Trump saying things for the last 5 years that they use against him. He can't keep his Twitter in his pocket.
He can't now because he doesn't have it anymore. I don't know. He is what he is. It doesn't bother. I'm a guy from the Northeast. People from the Northeast are more used to this. It's almost kind of amusing if you come from the same, almost the, you know what I mean? Not the same billionaire tax bracket or anything like that, but just from the same kind of wise guy, street corner background that he comes from. And but I don't know anybody who's seriously offended by this. I mean, Biden says much worse stuff than the, has Donald Trump ever said colored? Remember Biden said that just a couple of weeks ago. He was talking about colored boys or colored kids, and nobody ever bats an eye. If Trump had said that, it would have been the end of the world.
I remember going to a little Catholic grade school in Claymont, Delaware, which was a steel town that was dying. And the bus would go, my mother would drive me to school parking lot. It was called Holy Rosary School. From a little, it was called Brookview Apartments. It used to be Section 8 housing later. And I get out of the car, and this is where I-95 runs parallel to these days.
By his geography.
And I said, Mom, why are all those kids, and it was then called colored, why are all those colored kids in that bus?
No one blinked. There were no Twitter mobs demanding that he be canceled. And yet, somebody put up a fake ad saying that Fred Trump, Donald Trump's father, was going to use this to run for mayor. He never ran for mayor in 69, but he was thinking about running for mayor. It was a parody ad. And the Washington Post tweeted out, this is the racist ad that Donald Trump's father was planning to use in the 1969 New York City mayor's race.
You know, I've adopted the attitude of the great Negro at the time, pitcher in the Negro Leagues, went on to become a great pitcher in the pros.
In the pros. The
Major
Negro League was not the pros.
After Jackie Robinson. His name was Satchel Paige.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for the lesson. Did your grandfather, what's his name, Finnegan, Ambrose Finnegan? Or Aloysius Finnegan, whatever the hell his name was. Did he play with Satchel Paige? All right, we'll be right back.
Grandpa's house up in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
His grandpop. Oh, he's such a lunch bucket Joe kind of guy, isn't he? Middle class Joe, and they don't mean that in a positive way. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier is one of Eden Pure's best-selling products, and now Eden Pure is offering my listeners a special Thunderstorm 3-pack. One user writes, quote, very surprised at how well these small units work. Noticed the difference almost immediately. I purchased the 3-pack and I'm happy I did, unquote. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and second floor, all in one purchase. With the 3-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It's been months now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and so light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone on, please, for me. If you would, I am paying for this microphone, Mr. Carr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
My grandpa's name Ambrose Finnegan.
Ambrose.
His kitchen table I learned.
Ambrose. He was an All-American football player.
Every time I'd walk out of my grandpa's house up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, his name was Ambrose Finnegan. He was an All-American football player out in Santa Clara when he was a kid.
Played with Satchel Paige right before I played Division I football for Delaware State. I was the first black student for Delaware State. You may recall that, too. He used to hang out with the rabbis in Wilmington or wherever he was from in Delaware before he went into the civil rights marches that he never really went to. And that's before he stood up to Corn Pop, who nobody knows if Corn Pop existed or not. But Trump tells a lot of lies. Our federal debt has now reached more than $30 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. goldco.com/Howie Carr. And again, this is a very perilous time, and the big money people in the market are betting on a bearish market down the road. Time to diversify. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which border concerns you most, the Ukraine-Russia border, the U.S.-Canada border, or the U.S.-Mexico border?
U.S.-Mexico border, followed by U.S.-Canada border. And you know what? I'm not losing a lot of sleep over anything that happens 6,000 miles away.
95% say the U.S.-Mexico border, 3% for the U.S.-Canada border, 2% for Ukraine-Russia. By the way, Howie, we have some breaking news from Justin Trudeau.
Our third principle. We were very clear that the use of the Emergencies Act would be limited in time. When we invoked it, it would be in place for up to 30 days, but we said that we would lift it as soon as possible. We've held updates and briefs with ministers and officials every day, often multiple times a day. And today, after careful consideration, we're ready to confirm that the situation is no longer an emergency. Therefore, the federal government will be ending the use of the Emergencies Act.
Did he mention focus groups in there? I just missed it. We did some focus groups, and our lefty partners, the New Democratic Party, they've realized that they're going to be wiped out in the next election, whether it's 2 months from now or in 2025. So they're not going to be with us, so we got no option, eh? We have to lift the dictatorship. And now if you'll excuse me, I've got a blackface party I've got to get to a little later this evening in Ottawa with all my fellow soy boys and pajama boys. So the emergency is over. That didn't take long. What did he? Do you think he went down to single digits in the favorability poll? That's the only reason they would ever lift these things. So is Breon, the single mom who gave $50 to the Freedom Convoy, is her bank account going to be unfrozen now? Justin, can you let us know? That's good news, though, anyway. I'm happy. To all our listeners in Canada, congrats. You won. Justin Trudeau lost. Now he's just got to be ejected from office. I don't know how you do that exactly, but how about a vote of no confidence?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. If you'd like to join us, that's also the Chump Line number. And check out our stories that we discuss. It's called Howie's Homework at HowieCarshow.com. Click, it's right on the top there, Howie's Homework. And one of the stories in there today is by Eddie Scarry at The Federalist. After midterms, all Democrats need to restart pandemic panic, our new variants and waning immunity. We all know about new variants, but waning immunity, I hadn't thought of that one, but it's that they are using that. Oh, you need to get that third boost, that fourth boost, that fifth booster for the waning immunity. And so we want to talk to Eddie Scarry, who wrote this. It's a really good column, and it's in Howie's Homework. And it also seems like a really good time to talk to him, because Justin Trudeau, the little tin pot dictator of Canada, has just lifted the Emergencies Act in Canada. I think for the same reason that the vaccine mandates and passports are falling in the blue cities and states of the United States. Focus groups, bad polling. And I think I don't think the new Democrat Party that enabled him to get through the 30-day extension on Monday night, I don't think they were hearing good things about that vote from their lefty constituents up in Canada. That's just my guess. Eddie Scarry, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Of course, good to be with you.
What's your theory on why Justin Trudeau? I mean, Monday he needed this thing, and it's 48 hours later. Never mind. Never mind.
I think your guess is, or my guess is, as good as yours. I don't know when he is here, or his party, or anyone else up there is necessarily up for re-election. But they can see exactly what's happening here, which is that people have just about had it. And there are consequences to that. That's why this year, all of a sudden, there's this wave of, it's okay, we can go ahead and relax. Let's get rid of the mask. Let's get rid of the vaccine mandate. Mind you, it goes in complete contradiction to everything the so-called experts were saying just less than 3 months ago. Anthony Fauci was on TV saying, we need to get, in order for things to be a degree, that was his word, a degree of normal. The cases, new cases, would have to be nationally around 10,000. We are not anywhere close to 10,000 cases daily averaging. And when he went back on that, that was just a few days ago, we were still up in the hundreds of thousands. So when you're 10 times more, averaging 10 times more daily cases than we were when he said, well, we'd have to get to this point to get a degree of normalcy, why is now the time okay that we can do this? The same thing, again, you just kind of have to listen to the way a lot of these people talk. The CDC director, Biden CDC director, Rachel
Walensky.
Walensky, or
yes, yeah, another Massachusetts export to the rest of the nation. You can thank us later.
Thanks so much for that. Thanks for doing your part. But she, I was shocked that this wasn't more of a there wasn't more of an outrage about this, at least among the conservative media. But I didn't even really see it there. Was when she went on TV and said, we want to give people a break from the mask. We're going to give them break, as if that's for her. That's for her to give you a break. Aren't you lucky? You get a treat. And she says, but we're going to have all these tools. Of course, she means masks and social distancing and mandates and vaccine requirements. We're going to have all those in case things go back in the other direction. Well, it shouldn't take anyone long to figure out what she means about when things go differently. She means after the election. Assuming they're all these people are still in power and they have all the control and they have the keys to the kingdom, right after the election, they're going to do the same thing over again because we've seen it over and over again. Anytime cases start going down, anytime they can make an excuse to reinstate the mask mandates, more booster shots, more vaccine requirements, they take that opportunity.
Yeah, and again, they're backed by their constituents. The teachers' unions love lockdowns of the public schools, and this that Rasmussen poll last week was, a poll's a poll, I guess, but that was pretty disturbing. That Republicans and Independents, just want to get this behind us, and the Democrat 2/3 of the Democrats would like these lockdowns to go on forever, basically, according to Rasmussen. And I tend to believe that poll is accurate, don't you?
Oh, sure. And if not, this is a little bit older information. This was Pew Research. However, they had one that was, but it wasn't that long ago. They asked the public, "What do you think that the restrictions and social restrictions should be? There should be more of them, about the same, or there should be less of them?" And even when things were, when they asked that question, the infection rates and the deaths had plummeted. Democrats were still more likely to say that we want more of them. We want more of them. And yes, it's a really sad fact. And just one more thing on that is when I say that they take any opportunity they can, what they do, and that's the point of my piece at the Federalist, what they do is say, well, there's another variant that we've found and we've got to be careful. Now's not the time to let up on anything. You know what? Actually, we're finding out that the vaccine isn't as strong as we thought it was. You're going to have to keep social distancing. Right. You still need your mask. And so long as they can keep that alive, which they have, you've seen it over and over again. We had the Delta, we had the Omicron, we had no, you don't need one shot, you need two, actually three, and you know what, maybe four just to be safe. They can just keep going on with this, and so long as people say, okay, wait, what do I do now? Well, what you're going to have to do is vote in the next election. That's when all of this goes away.
Right. I know. That's what Ron DeSantis has been saying in Florida for probably a year now, that there's only one way to make this go away, and that's to eject these politicians from office who are promoting this. And they make it sound like this is something new with a virus. I mean, the reason why I've been getting a flu shot every year, I think every fall for about 30 years, just because I don't want to lose time off from my job. And yet somehow we're supposed to believe that this is something different than that. I mean, why, but this is somewhat more deadly, even though by all indications, this is less deadly than many annual variations on the flu. And Omicron is the least deadly of all. But yet they still tried to keep this in play. It was really ridiculous. I love that you had waning immunity, though. That's the new one. I hadn't even thought. I've heard it, but I'd never realized that's in their playbook. And they want to use that, don't they?
They have, and Anthony Fauci, that was him going on TV saying, well, maybe we have to change the different definition of what it means to be fully vaccinated, because, it started with, for two of the different pharmaceuticals, it was two shots, but then it was, well, maybe we have to change what fully vaccinated is to three, and actually, maybe you're never fully vaccinated, because we're just going to have to keep this going. And just like you said, it really blows my mind when I look back at this, because I'm not a dumb person, but what I initially thought was this is a pandemic, and my biggest fear was that the government and the officials who know are not telling us just how bad this is. They're actually keeping information away from us, and this is a lot worse than I realized. It turned out to be the complete opposite. They're making this seem far worse than it actually is, and you would never have seen that coming.
Right, and the New York even the New York Times is letting the cat out of the bag now, saying they're not releasing all of this information. And some of the information, the statistics they're not releasing, is that, you know what, the vaccine could be pretty damaging to your physical health, not in a huge number of cases, but in a large number, more than with most inoculations that you take. But didn't they, Eddie Scarry from the Federalist, didn't they really lose all their credibility in May, June of 2020? After they'd shut down the entire society, they'd shut down the schools, that told you couldn't go to church. In many states like Massachusetts, you couldn't play golf, you couldn't get a haircut, you couldn't go to a health club. But then the riots started. They're shooting at cops in downtown Boston. They're burning down buildings. They're openly looting. And we're told that's okay. because racism is a mental health problem. So we have to let the riots go on without masks, right? I mean, they had no credibility after that with anybody who was a thinking human being.
Oh, sure. And all along that fun ride, you saw the very people instituting these mandates and requirements not doing anything they said that everyone else should be doing. And it's not, this wasn't an issue really of hypocrisy. This was an issue of, I'm the exception. No, this is for you. This isn't for me. We're this sophisticated crowd. We can go to parties without masks. I think the DA or something in San Francisco and somewhere in California who said, well, the spirit moved me, so I got up and danced without my mask.
That's the mayor.
And, you know,
the mayor.
Right, the mayor.
London Breed, who's now blaming closet Republicans for the fact that three of her fellow travelers were ejected from the school board by votes of 3-4-1.
There's always an excuse. And, you know, most recently you had Stacey Abrams saying, well, I'm there to be heard and seen. I'm there reading a book, so right. They have to see me without a mask. I'm the star. I'm the celebrity. I'm the exception. That's always how this went. So when you're talking about the riots, of course, yes, that was it. But everything else, when you have the people swearing that this saves lives, this is how you save lives, this is a deadly issue, and you've got to do this, when they're not doing it, they have completely robbed themselves of any credibility. It's been a sham the entire time.
Yeah, it just happened last week in New Orleans. The mayor said, you know, the Mardi, you can't, you got to watch, be very careful at the Mardi Gras balls and the parades. You got to wear a mask because it's very deadly. And then, you know, 24 hours later, she has her own Mardi Gras ball. And guess what? Guess what she's not wearing? And all of her friends aren't wearing. I mean, you'd think this has been going on. They've been getting busted for 2 years, and it doesn't stop them from going and doing the same thing. They have no concern about being outed as hypocrites.
Right, exactly, because that's what I'm saying. It isn't hypocrisy. They don't care that they're telling you to do something and that they don't do it. They say, I'm the exception. This is for you. This is not for me. I'm the smart one here. I'm the star. I'm the celebrity. I get to do all the things that you don't get to do. That's just the new hierarchy under Biden's America and what they wanted. They honestly believe that they are the exception to the rules that they put out there.
Bad news for Stacey Abrams, though. Black History Month is almost over. So if she gets busted, starting next week, it won't be racism to report the news.
Exactly.
Eddie Scarry, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And again, this is a great column. After midterms, all Democrats need to restart pandemic panic are new variants and waning immunity. Waning immunity. That's my new favorite phrase of the day. Thank you, Eddie Scarry. 844-500-4242. Nobody is ever happy to have to step out of the shower only to reach for a scratchy, thin, non-absorbent bath towel. Instead, dry off with a thick, thirsty, soft, and big enough to cover everywhere bath towel from MyPillow. I'm excited to tell you that Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have created the best, most luxurious, and absorbent towel ever. Don't throw in the towel. Get this very special offer just for Howie fans. You can get a set of 6 towels for just $39.99 with the code word Howie. They normally go for $109.99. Wow, $70. That's a hell of a savings. Just call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. Don't like them? Don't worry. You can always return them with MyPillow's 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty. These are towels that really work. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, code word Howie. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, @ Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
Excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
865 says, I've never been to a Mardi Gras ball without a mask. Go figure. I guess, what's the point of being mayor? unless you can defy the rules and not wear a mask. She was doing some karaoke singing. Boy, it really seemed like a hell of a party, I'll tell you. Two prosecutors leading the Manhattan District Attorney's investigation into former President Donald Trump and his business resigned today, according to people familiar with the matter, casting doubt on the future of the years-long criminal probe. It comes after recent weeks in which the grand jury hearing evidence appeared to pause its activity, according to other people familiar with the probe. So this was reported by the New York Times and the New York, I was just reading from the Wall Street Journal, but the New York Post is reporting that the new district attorney, Alvin Bragg, who is, by the way, nothing to write home about. He's got one of these no prosecution lists, and people have been demanding that he be removed from office, just like a number of these district attorneys that were backed by George Soros are facing recall elections. I don't know what the process is in New York, but he's been under a lot of pressure. And apparently, according to sources, Bragg, who's, you know, again, he's worried about real crimes. You know, people being pushed onto the subway, hit over the head, robbed at high-end restaurants downtown. You know, he's got real problems to deal with, and not investigations of whether Donald Trump took too big of a write-off on a property or inflated the value of a building he owned to get a higher loan from a bank. And apparently Bragg has real doubts about this case, as I think any sane person would have. I mean, who doesn't try to minimize the amounts of taxes he pays? You know, remember when the Clintons were taking write-offs for their used underwear and mildewed shower curtains? If they lived in Manhattan in those days rather than in Arkansas, would they be under investigation by the district attorney? I wonder. 844-500-4242. So I think probably Trump's lawyers in this case would tell him, please don't tweet out on this if you still had your Twitter account. But I got to say, I'll be looking all night to see if there's anything from Office of 45 on this matter. He's got the mailroom manager is going to Mar-a-Lago for the buffet this evening with her brother-in-law and her niece. And
Mar-a-Lago!
I have a feeling he's going to be in a rather jubilant mood tonight, knowing this news. Not that I think he was ever in any kind of legal jeopardy, but you know, they're just trying to hassle him, and this is another one bites the dust. 844-500-4242. 978 has a good one. I have a Neil Young tribute band. Its name is Waning Immunity. That's pretty good. 844-500-4242. Speaking of the never-ending campaign to get Trump, let us always remember the words of the late Jay from Chelsea, one of the great listeners and fans of the Howie Carr Show. He always said, "No lie is too big." And it's so true with these people. So the fact that the Russian collusion hoax is indeed a hoax, and everyone knows it's a hoax, did that stop Nancy Pelosi today from going out after she confused Hungary and Ukraine? Guess what she brought up again? The Russian collusion hoax. Cut 11.
It's stunning to see, in this day and age, a tyrant roll into a country. This is the same tyrant who attacked our democracy in 2016. This is the same tyrant who is opposed to democracy and wants to minimize, trivialize it, to downgrade it in the eyes of the Russian people.
Madam Speaker, how exactly did he attack our democracy? I mean, at most, his minions spent $100,000 on Facebook ads, many of which were anti-Trump, and many of which ran after the voting on November 8th, 2016. I think Hillary and Trump spent about $80 million combined on social media. Putin spent $100,000. And he subverted an election? Is there anything he can't do? I'm Howie Carr.